Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Bop, bop. Bop, bop.
Thanks for joining the show, Mike.
Hey, there's my mic.
Mike has been buried in his cell phone for a good 10 solid minutes. You quit breathing there for a while, buddy. I was worried that we need to get your V-fib in here.
Hey, Mike, unless you're talking out of your ear, you know, that mic doesn't work very well.
I was looking at pictures where I ate at this week, so if there's anything interesting I want to tell later on in the show. Anyway, welcome to Sip and Chew Show. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there.
Absolutely.
And Frank Zappa and the mothers. And you know, I wish my mom was here, and as we all do, that have lost our parent, mom. But it is Mother's Day, and I don't think you could ask for a more beautiful day today.
Well, you know why?
Why?
Because they're celebrating our 9th anniversary.
That's it.
Hey, Stu, I got a question for you. Could I? Could I call the restaurant down the street right now and get a reservation?
I doubt it. For tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah. There's a lot of bad sons and daughters in this town.
Yeah, you can't wait till the last minute.
And take them to a chain restaurant, too. You don't love your mother.
Yeah.
As simple as that. You don't love your mother.
Unless
if you're dragging her into an Applebee's to sit in the lobby for 2 hours
to
get
to
microwave
Foley.
Food.
Yeah. But sometimes mom might say that's where she wants to
I was going
to
say.
My mom would
never say
that.
She might say that. But I know my mother would rather me cook something for her.
My mom was just happy as long as she didn't have to cook.
Yeah.
She didn't care what it was. Y'all ordered Domino's. I don't care.
How come moms that's don't right. cook on Mother's Day but dads have to?
Because that's their
on
one
Father's
day,
day
of the year they have to cook.
Well, I'm talking about on Father's Day. Dads have to cook on Father's Day.
Father's Day gets overlooked. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But that's all right.
But the fathers are usually trying out their new grill they got for Father's Day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But hey, now you don't want to, you know, a day like today, nobody should be put on the back burner in their family. And
literally.
Literally. Yeah. But no, you shouldn't, it's a time for family and loved ones to be together. And every time is that you get a chance to do it. Mm-hmm. But Mother's Day, you want to celebrate your mother and all that she's done for you, because you would have to hire like 20, 30 different types of skilled people to do all the jobs that she did, you know. And any hoot. But it's a beautiful day, and they're going to have Chip Herring and them are going to have the big band in Washington Square today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think there's one group. Somebody starts at 3, and then Chip and them come on at 4.
Nice.
And that's nice. It's, you know, take a little table, take chairs and a blanket, and take some wine. We're not pushing alcohol here.
No, no.
But it sure makes it go by.
It makes dealing with the family a whole lot easier. Is that what you're saying, Mike?
Yeah. You know, bring some
a little lubrication.
You could bring
for the emotions.
You could bring a coconut cream pie today, because today is National Coconut Cream Pie Day. What?
I don't know.
Something took off.
What on me?
For Jedi or something. Anyway.
It's my computer reminding me we're doing a Facebook Live.
Yeah. No, it was my cell phone to tell me Publishers Clearing House has stopped at the front door.
Heck, yeah.
I'll be out of here shortly.
Yeah.
So, it's a beautiful day to go to Washington Square. If you've never been to Washington Square, it's absolutely
breathtaking. Where
is it,
Michael?
It's in the middle of Oakley. It's in the heart of Oakley Garden District. And it is the oak trees in there are just phenomenal, just big, strong limbs. And, you know, I've been walking every day now, and I happen to go through Oakley, Bienville Square, and the oak trees there have really come back since Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
They've really done well. And after Sandy, I went there the day after the hurricane. I thought they were going to have to come in there and cut all the oak trees down.
Oh,
it was so bad.
That's ridiculous, Mike. They could duct tape them back together. They got that camouflage duct tape, too. You wouldn't even see it.
Yeah, I know. And the squirrels are happy, too, and healthy.
Well, as soon as we get off air, I'm heading over to Old Majestic Brewery.
I might stop by there.
Yeah, they're having a Mother's Day market.
Okay.
With all kinds of, I think there's going to be a professional photographer.
I think I'm going to park at my place and walk over there.
All the way over there?
It's only a two blocks.
Yeah, I know.
Three blocks. Oh, and that new bakery's open right there by it, too.
I didn't know anything about this.
Oh, yeah, there's a new bakery. It opened yesterday morning.
Really?
Yeah, I posted it on my page, and yeah. I'll find it and tell everybody what it is.
I don't ever see your post because you're usually in jail. Facebook jail.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm going to be over there slinging some noodles, Mike.
Yeah.
So come get your mac and cheese on. Well, you know,
I'm not a mac and
cheese. I got classic mac and cheese, too, Mike. You'll love it.
Yeah, whatever.
The other one I'm doing is the Nola with the Hall's Andouille sausage in it.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Chieti pasta.
What?
Or a Chieti.
I thought you was cussing on there.
I was in Italian. It means little ears. Because they're a little round like an ear. And in the city of New Orleans, what better part of your body to have but your ears, right? It's Music City.
It's a Music City. I thought Nashville was a Music City.
It is. It's the Music City.
We have our share of good music here.
Yeah. Wouldn't quite say we're a Music City yet.
Yeah, but we're
I mean, because there's only a few, Mike. There's New York, Chicago, L.A., Nashville, Austin. That's it.
Memphis?
No. No, there's Muscle Shoals is, though.
Yeah.
Because everyone that records in Memphis, no one records in Memphis. They go to Muscle Shoals.
Yeah.
So Muscle Shoals is a Music City.
Okay, here it is.
Oh, in Detroit. Okay. Motown.
Motown.
Yeah.
All right, here it is. Dropout Bakery.
Okay.
And Company is what it's called. It's on St. Louis Street. Mm-hmm. It's one block from the
further
brewery.
Down?
No, before. If you're going
it's
if
between
you're going,
the two breweries.
If you're going west, no. If you're going okay. west, it's before you get to Brady River.
Oh, before Brady River. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's my walking pattern.
That's your walking pattern?
Yeah. I could
stop your house to Braided River.
I could stop and get something there on my way to Braided River.
On you could stop at Braided River and get something on your way to Old Majestic.
And that too.
Yeah.
And a cheese cottage.
Yeah, well, I was at Braided River last night. Had a good turnout. They had an open mic night.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly singing, but some of that talking in rhyme thing they call poetry. It was pretty good. Mike doesn't like the poetry. Makes him think.
No, I'm not into rap.
No, it wasn't rap. Hip-hop. It was poetry.
Oh, just poetry?
Yeah.
Huh.
It was actual poetry. You've heard of it, right?
If you want to hear how somebody really sings, go into the bathroom, mm-hmm. and you can hear their voice over the music and in the bathroom, and you can tell how...
People sing in a public bathroom.
No, what I'm saying, if you got karaoke, go to the bathroom and see if you can hear them. And listen, you only hear the real voice. You don't hear the music hardly in the bathroom. You hear a little bit of it, but you can hear their voice carrying through the
I don't business. Go to karaoke.
And I don't either.
I mean, that's an immediate I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'll fix start karaoke. Check, please. And a to-go bag.
Yeah.
I cannot get out fast enough.
I know Applebee's used to do it, and so
that's
did some
you,
Mexican
you
restaurants.
You haven't tried it. You may have a singing voice that's waiting
thing,
to be discovered.
The last thing
oh,
I
know
wanted.
I can sing.
Yeah.
It's not my problem. It's they let people get on a microphone that cannot sing on a professional level. And I don't want anything less than that.
That have been drunk.
Or kids. Don't let a kid on a microphone at karaoke. That it just ruins it. That is for kindergarten or classroom or church on Sundays or something. You don't get up in a restaurant unless you've got, you know, a young Michael Jackson.
My son and I have won a $100 bar tab doing karaoke.
Well, y'all
at
might
Bojangles.
I don't have a problem when people can sing.
Yeah.
I have an issue when they can't sing and they don't immediately cut the mic off. And that's because karaoke got popular when I was in Nashville, and there was no you get up there if you can't sing.
I just don't think. Yeah. I just don't think it ought to be in a restaurant.
Or any place I want to walk into.
Well, my objection is to just loud music, period, even though the music may be good. If you can't talk to the person next to you at your table, it's too loud. Hey, you want to try to see how Philip did on editing your bump?
We can do that. Are we about to do that?
Yeah, it's time.
All right. 343-0106 is our Callahan's Irish Social Club text in line. Call us there, too.
Boy, I'm hoping this is the right file. We'll find out. Hey, Phil, listen up. It's yours. This is where you talk over the music.
343-0106. Don't forget the 251.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Mike and Stu, that's us. We've been doing this. Every Sunday, you said he got no liners.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see what it is. Yeah, like I said, 9 years, Mike. Hey, 9 years.
I did.
Yeah, all the time.
Never say the
once
words.
A week, probably. No,
yeah. Oh, no, we do it.
Yeah.
Okay, we want to thank Bob's Downtown Diner.
Yes, we do. Hey,
thank you, Tony.
Not only can you get a heck of a burger there,
yeah,
you can get a job if you need one.
Absolutely. You know, they are hiring, and he told me, Mike, we're hiring. We need some peoples.
Need somebody to sling that hash.
We need more than one. We need some people here working.
Slinging hash.
And I'm going to tell you, as a customer and a friend, I enjoy going there because they all are having fun.
Mm-hmm.
They're enjoying their job there. And I enjoy that. They're great people. And the people he's got there has been there a long time, and they're really, really good people.
Right.
And they're really good with their customers, and they're friendly, and they're a hoot
yeah.
to party with.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, after hours.
That's
so
a party.
Anyway.
Oh, okay.
and they close at 3.
Yeah.
And look, you
so the party work, starts at 3:01.
You work and you get off, and so you're home at night. You know, just like a banker's job almost, except you got to go in earlier.
Yeah.
But you got to work weekends too. You know, that's the thing. It's a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And also Le Bichon Wine and Tapas and Daphne, they're hiring as well. That's one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
And they are hiring as well.
They're more for you evening type workers.
They are. You could work at Bob's.
Yeah, for lunch.
And then go
over to Le Bichon.
If you're real energetic, you can hit Le Bichon and get a job.
You can pour some grape juice in the glass.
That's it.
In the mason jars.
Tony wouldn't care if you did that?
Not as well, no. Why would he?
I don't know. That's why I was asking.
Oh, man. This thing, you gentlemen growing up when y'all did, mm-hmm. this thing where your boss doesn't want you to have any other jobs but theirs.
You know, like
that was
a big
never
trade secret.
Okay.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That was never okay. I had two different jobs one time. One was for the Hertz Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to get back into restaurants. On the weekends, I worked at a restaurant. And they came to me one day and said, remember, this is your first job.
Mm-hmm.
I said, remember, whatever job I'm scheduled to be at is my first job. If I'm scheduled to be at the restaurant on a Friday night and y'all have an emergency, get over it.
Yeah.
I said, my job is to take care of me. I have been a good worker when I'm scheduled to be here at Hertz. But don't tell me I got to leave a restaurant on a Friday night because y'all have an overflowing toilet.
Mm.
Figure it out.
Yeah. Figure it out.
Yeah.
They didn't have Google back then, did they? No. But I'll say something to Stu. He go, Google it. That's Stu's. But anyway,
because everything you say is something that if you just typed it into Google, you'd have the answer. But he told me the reason why he does that. He wants someone else to read all the results and just tell him which one he needs.
Okay. Anyway, now I don't know if Deborah's hiring,
mm-hmm.
but our
maybe.
Friends over at Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats,
mm-hmm.
they're one of the fine people that keep us going here as
yes,
well.
Yes, they are. I'm using their fine andouille sausage this weekend.
Oh,
my Nola mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah. I'm starting to really like that stuff.
Nola?
Now that I know.
Oh, andouille?
Andouille.
Oh, it's a different experience
Boudin
than
and,
southern
yeah.
smoked sausage.
Yeah. Boudin
it's not
and southern, andouille. Yeah. Once you have it explained to you,
mm-hmm.
you can go to Google and Google it too.
Yeah.
Get them explained to you. Mm-hmm. And you understand how it's developed, why it's developed
mm-hmm.
that way. And one of them looks like they just, which one has rice in it? Andouille?
Boudin.
It looks like they just took all the dinner from leftover dinner.
And stuck it in a casing?
Scraped it off and put it into a casing, yeah. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
It's a dinner in a casing.
Yep. In an innard.
And I like rice. Yeah. So, anyway, hey, and we don't want to forget Roy and them over at Butch Cassidy's.
No. Are they hiring?
Always.
Probably, yeah.
Always. They're always. Everybody is hiring in the restaurant business. I guarantee.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody, so, everywhere. Well, so, you know, they had the restaurant or the recipe submissions for the Alabama Seafood Cook-Off, which is a week from tomorrow in Gulf Shores.
Mm-hmm.
And chefs from all over the state submit entries to this. They choose four. That's that many, Mike.
That many, huh?
Four.
Show the camera.
Four. Mine came in fifth place.
Woo! I wonder if somebody...
That's on the alternate. So one of the other guys drops out next Monday night. I had to cancel my Doctor Strange 2 tickets.
Do you know how important it is being an alternate?
Mm-hmm.
Ask that horse yesterday that won the Kentucky Derby.
Don't know anything about it.
It was pulled in at the last minute because the horse had to withdraw, and it came in there and it won the damn Kentucky Derby.
Well, I got a question.
80-1 odds.
I got a question for you.
Final part of the race.
Huh?
Was the Kentucky Derby yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know.
No clue.
I forgot about it myself. But well, I'm just saying.
I was working.
Being an alternate or a runner-up is important.
Well, I was working, and I was getting the updates
on
Auburn and Arkansas in baseball. Great game.
Mm-hmm.
And then Birmingham Stallions, USFL, real football. Mm-hmm. Not that fake stuff that the NFL does where they hit guys over the back of the head with chairs and and stuff like that, and they have tagged. Oh, wait, that's I can't tell them apart. Wrestling, NFL, but the USFL, Birmingham Stallions, our team, Michael,
our team.
State team, undefeated. Even though like 10 of the players were out with the flu or something.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they had an illness run through it, and still won. Managed to win 16-10.
Wow!
One touchdown, a whole bunch of field goals.
That's close.
And I love the original USFL, and I much preferred it to anything I've ever seen from the NFL. It was better football. And the teams that were at the top, like our Birmingham Stallions, were as good as any NFL team. I would like to see this. From what I understand, the ratings are way up over the last month, and the quality of the football is noticeably – because, I mean, they went from having no league at all to playing games.
Has anybody taken a knee yet?
I don't know.
I don't know if that's even done anymore.
Who pays attention to the – no one has ever paid attention to the pledge.
Except for the networks that want to put it on.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't turn the game on until the kick's off.
Yeah.
I keep it muted. I don't pay any attention to any of that.
Yeah.
And I don't care about anybody's politics in it.
Well,
I don't care.
You know,
shouldn't be in it.
Right. You should keep it to yourself. That's the way politics should always be. Keep it to yourself. You're not supposed to talk about money, religion, or politics in company.
That's it.
Yeah. Just play the game.
Play the damn game.
I go to the game to get away from that crap.
Yeah.
But we could see any USFL game and only have to drive to Birmingham. Because they set up the league in the COVID thing and we'll just send everybody to Birmingham for a couple of months. First year, we'll just all play at the new Protective Stadium, I think it's called. It's a UAB's new stadium.
Okay.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah, beautiful.
Not really big, though.
No, it doesn't need to be.
It's kind of like South Alabama.
Yeah, yeah, exactly the size that it needs to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about New Orleans team?
The Breakers, that's who we beat last week.
Right.
I don't know if they won yesterday or not.
Well, I mean, I wonder where they're playing at.
Birmingham. All the teams are playing in Birmingham.
They're all playing in Birmingham?
Yeah, they just went ahead and quarantined. They didn't know what was going to go on with COVID.
Yeah.
So the first year they just set it up. All eight teams are in Birmingham.
Okay.
All the games are played at the same stadium.
Oh, wow.
So think about that, man. For like $10, you could go catch five professional football games a weekend. Something like that. I guess it would be four if there's 18.
Yeah.
Five would be quite a feat.
Yeah.
But that's cool.
I think I'd have a little burnout.
well, like everyone in Birmingham, they just go to the Birmingham games.
Yeah.
But, I want to find out where there is to eat around there, because that's where the same stadium where Auburn and Houston played the bowl game. So there's got to be some hip eateries in that area.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, it's right downtown, too,
you
isn't
think?
It? Yeah, I think it's right downtown.
Hey, David Hubble said on the Kentucky Derby, Hubble, hubble, you should have Googled it.
I can't Google it if I don't know it's a thing.
There you go.
There's a smarty britches everywhere.
There's one in every crowd. So, we want to do say happy birthday to our good friend John from Fish River.
Morning, John, or morning, afternoon, John. Or whatever
it
is.
It is afternoon over there in Fish River, as it is here. John's been a good friend since day one.
Day one, no doubt.
Of our shows. And it's hard to believe it's been 9 years. And do you remember who our first guest was?
Oh, yeah. Armando.
Armando.
And
it was Cinco de Mayo that day.
That's why, that's why you made it happen. We are up against the break, folks. 251.
610.
What?
343-0106.
Pi. Lowercase I. We're just throwing out random numbers, y'all.
Google it.
610s. No, that's my number.
343-0106. Y'all. *69.
I like chicken. I like fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. Uh-oh. I don't like juice. Chicken, ice cream, fish.
I like ice cream.
What's this? This is juice. This is juice. Uh-oh.
I like chicken.
I like fish.
I like ice cream.
What's this? This is juice. Uh-oh.
I don't like juice.
I don't like juice.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, we're Phil.
And I'm Foster.
And we're Phil and Foster.
And you're listening to
Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Mike and Stu, baby.
They just got back from Nolan's.
Where's that been?
It's been in the folder. We recorded that the Bo Jackson day.
I know.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
It just comes up, man. It's all random.
I just didn't feel like playing it.
So hey, Charlie, we got somebody on the line there, buddy.
Okay.
Tony from downtown Mobile says, longtime caller, first time listener.
Hello, guys. How are y'all? Good morning.
Hey, just fine.
No, it's afternoon now.
Oh, well, good afternoon.
Well, you run a brunch place, man. Everything's morning for you.
That's right.
Yeah, right. Hey, look, I just want to call and tell you guys happy anniversary, and I'm so proud of you, and it's an honor to be associated with you two guys. And, man, I just wish you the best and brightest future ever.
Well, thank you, Tony. Well, that means a lot to us.
It does. And Tony bought me breakfast this morning when I was there.
Was it a Mike Bailey breakfast?
Well, I should have went for the expensive thing, but I had to get my fish and grits.
Wait a minute. You have fish and grits for breakfast, Tony?
Well, yeah. Absolutely. When else would you eat fish and grits?
Well, I eat fish and grits in the evening.
Yeah, that's breakfast for dinner.
Well, yeah.
Fish and grits is a breakfast dish.
Well, what's going on, Tony?
Nothing. I just wanted to call and tell you guys hello.
Well, thank you.
It's Mother's Day, and then it's y'all's anniversary, and we're kicking it down here in downtown Mobile. We've been very, very busy all day. Some beautiful ladies coming in, and man, just enjoying the day. That's what we're doing.
Well, Mike heard you say beautiful ladies, and he's already taking his headphones off and heading
for
the car.
He's heading out the door.
I can walk there now.
Not from here.
From my place.
Well, I've got a buddy that says anything's within walking distance if you have the time.
I'm a walking fool now.
So, you running any specials today? Any or just regular old Bob's Downtown Diner?
We're just doing Bob's Downtown Diner meals, and being very, very well. We're always nice to people, but today we're being extra nice to especially the mothers that come in and the ladies that come in the restaurant. And, you know, I've got a lot of mothers that are working for me right now, and first thing I did this morning is send them all out an individual text message, told them I love them, it's Happy Mother's Day, and
don't be late.
And don't be late.
So, my staff is awesome. And
you do have a great staff.
We wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for them.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony, do you just do breakfast and lunch?
Oh, yes, sir. Just breakfast and lunch from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily.
And is that on the weekends, too?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah. Now, Tony, you bring up an interesting point in this industry. all the people that are taking their moms out for Mother's Day today to restaurants. Mm-hmm. And as restaurateurs, we like the money.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, the females that are serving you are probably mothers missing their Mother's Day.
Yeah, very true.
Or they're missing spending Mother's Day with their mother.
So at least add a little bit on the tip line.
Yeah, and well,
you know, like I tell everybody, you know, people come to a restaurant to give you money. Just treat them nice and be happy. You know, treat them with respect and everything will take care of itself.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you know, yeah, to all the mothers that are out there listening on the show today, happy Mother's Day, and I hope everybody has a wonderful day. Blessed.
Oh, what a great guy.
And, Tony, I got to tell you, you're blessed with a friendly and talented crew there.
Very much so, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that.
You all are, for sure.
All right, Tony, you about to hop on the hog and head to Gulf Shores, or are you already in Gulf Shores?
I've got to take care of business first.
Yeah.
And then we'll worry about maybe a boat ride later on this evening to see the sunset.
Oh, no, that's my man.
That's a good Mother's Day gift for your wife.
Yep. So I planted some rose bushes last year in late summer last year. Anyway, this spring produced a lot of roses. So I went out and cut almost all of them down, and I put them in three big vases for her this morning and, all out of the garden. So that was something special. A hand note, happy Mother's Day, and some other stuff.
Saved a ton of money on buying flowers, didn't you?
But the effort, he put a year's effort
into it. I know, it's Michael. The thought that counts.
He doesn't get it, Tony
could afford to buy expensive roses. He could. He absolutely could. But that comes from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
That comes from the heart.
Yeah, exactly. I always much preferred picking wildflowers on the side of the road than going in a convenience store and buying flowers.
That's because you're cheap. Anyway, you probably got a few thorns stuck in your fingers this morning, too, didn't you?
I'm more glove.
Okay. Yeah, you got tender hands.
That's right. Hey, guys, happy anniversary.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you for doing what you do.
Hey, we're trying our best here, you know.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Have a great day. Thank you.
You too, buddy. You too, buddy.
It's got to be a beautiful day on the corner of Fat and Happy.
It was when I was there this morning.
You know, while we're sitting here getting all these pats on our back, let's go through Facebook here. David J. Hubble, happy anniversary. Deborah Hodges, happy anniversary, y'all.
Y'all.
Which anniversary is this?
Nine.
We are actually
I was here with the show that came on before you guys. People who used to be with Cock of the Walk back in the day.
I don't remember the name.
Wards? Was that the last name?
Yeah. We're actually in episode one of year 10.
Wow. Like
a decade. A decade.
Well, that ought to be a chapter now.
No kidding. I mean, Mike, this is 1/13th of your life that's been on this show.
1/13th?
Yeah.
Makes him 130.
Roughly.
I got to Google that, how much that is.
He don't look a day over 129 and a half.
And I know. I was going to say he's in good shape.
I'll never catch up with Charlie, though.
That's right.
It's because Charlie has found the fountain of youth, and it is on a cruise ship.
And I'm not sharing it.
I want to talk to you about that fountain of youth on a cruise ship. I've been thinking about taking a cruise.
I haven't.
I tell you what, I really like more. I mean, I love going to different countries. Mm-hmm. Each of those islands are different nations. But what I really like is that you don't have to do a thing the whole time you're gone. They clean your room 3 or 4 times a day. You got buffet food between meals if you want it. you can eat your way through the cost of the ticket.
Mm-hmm. I bet. So, have you been on a Mediterranean cruise
yet?
No,
it's all been Caribbean for me so far, from Aruba to St. Martin to – we actually went to Guatemala one time, but they closed the port. There was nothing there.
They saw the cruise ship coming. Somebody go tell them we're closed.
St. Tomas or something. I can't remember the whole name of the town. But the one thing that I remember that was the highlight of the cruise, my friend John that was with us needed some kind of aspirins or something. I don't remember. and they had a man with an assault rifle standing in the pharmacy.
Yeah.
Armed.
Federelli?
Yeah.
We were in southern Argentina, and some of us had eaten some salad. I don't eat salad. Yeah. that had been washed with the local water.
Oh,
so everybody's waiting for the pharmacia. Yeah. Everybody's out, left the hotel room, walked across the street to the pharmacy, waiting for it to open so we could buy stuff for those who could not move because Montezuma's Revenge.
Yeah, I had an experience with that. We went to it wasn't too far from Costa Maya in Mexico, and they have this Escaray, which is a nature park. And I'd always been told, if you're going to eat ashore, don't eat anything that's raw because you don't know, you know, how they fertilized it or what they did.
Yeah.
And we ordered hamburgers with lettuce and tomato. And I was halfway through my burger until I realized, wait a minute, I'm not supposed to be doing this. But luckily, nobody came down with Montezuma's Revenge.
You went to Mexico and ordered a hamburger, Charlie?
Yeah, but it was there.
Oh, okay. So that does make it technically Mexican food.
I did have a mango popsicle.
There you go. But yeah, I guess if you have a burger in Mexico, that's Mexican food.
I get a mango popsicle at Walmart.
I'll tell you what, the Mexican food that we had in Mexico tastes totally different than the Mexican food you get here. And we've talked about Tex-Mex before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Tex-Mex is not Mexican.
We're dealing with Los Rancheros and Aztecas over the years.
I mean, I love the food here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just a different cuisine.
But in Mexico, it was not spicy.
Well,
like it is
they
here.
Told me, all the guys who's worked for Los Rancheros and all them, and even Ruben has said, different areas of Mexico, the food's different.
Just like in America.
Just like in America.
Yeah,
just
the
like
Yucatan in Italy. Is the Mayan influence, I think.
Yeah, a lot of coastal stuff in the Yucatan as well. Ceviche probably started in that area and spread out. Conchita con pibil is a Yucatanian dish. Pakchuk, which is pork that is marinated like in lime juice and grilled.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all from the Yucatan. There's actually snapper Veracruz.
Well, if anybody goes to Cozumel, there's a couple of really nice restaurants serving authentic Mexican food over on the Caribbean side of the island, which is almost totally uninhabited. But it's worth a trip around there on a cab, or I don't know if I'd ever want to drive down there.
because
you got pedestrians, three-wheelers, two-wheelers, motorized with pedals, cabs, buses, and no stoplights.
We had a cab driver, and all the cabs were back then were Volkswagen Bugs. And in the front, he when you get in, he says, "Would y'all like a drink?" And he had a full stock bar in the front of the thing. He'd fix you a drink for like a peso or two.
You weren't worried about he might have been hitting on some of that himself?
Well, they probably did.
I will tell you, I saw a very courageous lady leaving the show last week. Got behind a cop who was pulling someone over and just tipped her bottle of Corona up while she was driving. And I was, you're behind a cop with his lights on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she was oblivious to it. It wasn't that she was flaunting it or anything. She had no clue what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Should I got her your number, Mike?
No.
My daughter-in-law was sitting at a stop sign, and a young girl comes turning the corner, runs right into the car because she's got both thumbs texting on her cell phone.
Yeah.
I just can't understand. There's no text worth your life.
343-0106, 251-343-0106. It's the Callahan's Irish Social Club text in line.
Yep.
But over there in old Memphis, a dry rug rivet falls. The folks down in Georgia, they can't make up their mind. You can give it to them sweet or spicy, and they'll say that tastes all right. And you might think the South Carolinians are just a little bit off. Would you believe their barbecue's yellow with a mustard sauce? Pork shoulder is the cut of choice in Mississippi. And they fried themselves on barbecue that's totally vinegary. In Louisiana, them Cajuns, they like to spice it up. They like to spice it up.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Culver Duck Farms, we're at the World Food Championships, and we're with Sip and Chew.
We are with Sip and Chew, aren't we, Mike?
I'm with Chew.
And I'm
sitting with Sip. Sitting with Sip.
Hey, thank you again for Bob's Downtown Diner, Corner Fat and Happy.
Hey, by the way, Leanna, you know Leanna. She messaged in from Bob's.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, guys, Trace took me to Bob's for Mother's Day with my son.
I just missed them by 2 hours.
Hours.
What happened there? Okay.
I turned the mics off.
Okay. Yeah, he was tired of us. He's like, is it one yet?
And thanks again to Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar. Both places are looking for...
They hiring.
Hall Sausage and...
Wholesale meats.
And
we got to try Butch that Cassidy's. New mango habanero smoked sausage they got.
Do we?
Yeah, I think we do.
Well, that's
I know you want the mango part.
That's
darn near like having pineapple in it.
We need to try it live here on the air.
Oh, there we go.
One day.
Hint, hint. yeah, well, one of us needs to hop by there and see if we can't get a package.
Okay.
Well, for me, you can leave the peppers out.
No, we can't. Okay. They're already in it, Charlie.
I know.
Yeah, you can pick it out. So you're going to sling some noodles?
Some noodles at Old Majestic Brewery.
Oh, okay. I like that place.
It's really
nice. I like both places.
Both of them, yeah.
And I ate the other day, I ate at, I ate brunch at Iron Hand. Last Sunday. Man, they got a great brunch. They did chicken and waffles.
Yeah, that's right. You're telling me.
Yeah.
Mike's big chicken and waffles.
But they have good bangers and mash, and they have they have the fish and chips, the authentic style, from the
bear batter
across the pond.
Yeah,
and so it's just a good pub, really nice pub, good feel to it.
Well, I like the vibe of everything there on St. Louis Street. Mm-hmm. The customers that come in there, I really like. I liked them when I was down the road at Greer's, and now I'm encountering, in fact, some of my Greer's people are coming into these. Because they all live in the neighborhood, Mike, and they go to all the businesses there.
I try
almost
to.
Almost like they live there.
I try to. But, I pass by them every day.
But it's just the clientele is just really one of the funnest that I've ever dealt with.
Well, they're young professionals.
And the older people
are
not
educated.
Cranky like you and me. They're a much better representation of our age than we are.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
Ooh, Deborah says she can make that habanero sausage happen for you over there, Charlie. Thank you, Deborah. But I went up to Dead Lake Marina. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, there's a wonderful boardwalk trail, Charlie, where you can walk out to the Delta and see everything secluded on a boardwalk and then walk back. And it's probably a half mile out and a half mile back. If you get winded, stop.
There's another one on Muddy Creek.
Really?
Down in Theodore.
Okay, I'll have to check that one out.
And it's like a 2.5 mile loop if you really want to get down there and see it.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And a lot of the trees have signs on them telling you what you're looking at.
Excellent. Yeah, I'll have to check
that out. You don't have to Google it, huh? Yeah.
But I was at Old Reef.
I can draw you a map.
Yeah, at Dead Lake Marine. I took Luke out there. It's his first time up into the Delta. And I'm walking him down the boardwalk, and he's, marveling at everything. And I look over on the handrail, and there's the largest rat snake I've ever seen in my life. I'm going to estimate 9 feet.
Wow.
Not a moccasin. Yeah. Didn't have the right shape head, and for 9 feet long, the head would be as big as my fist.
They're not aggressive, are they?
Oh, no.
And I don't think they're going to hurt
you. Beautiful.
No.
They're beautiful.
No, it was just, he's just sitting there sunning on the handrail, and I'm turning. I've got a new action camera. I'm trying to figure it out. Mike hadn't taken his GoPro out of the box yet, have you?
Oh, yeah.
But, oh, you took it out of the box?
Yeah, I had to Google how to use it.
But is that one that's where it smooths out the shots when you're walking with it?
As they get better. Good,
yeah.
They get better.
Yeah.
Each one is getting better about
but
that.
But it's an action camera. It's not supposed to look like TV. It's supposed to look like you're walking or riding in a boat or something.
Or in my case, running.
Yeah. What? Oh, I got to see that.
Three steps and I'm out.
But, a rat snake. They're just beautiful. Their pattern
it was very beautiful.
And the same thing
the second
as a corn
one I saw
snake,
this week.
I don't ever see a green snake anymore. When I was a kid,
it's because they're camouflaged. They get up against. Well, really, I mean, well, I you know, they're probably the there all the time, and yeah, and you just don't see them because yeah. you're not up in with the grass.
When I was a kid, I was more in tune with nature back then.
Hey, before the show ends, can I do a brag?
I think you just did.
Well, I wanted to brag on Judy's for their catfish dinner lunch, and also Colonel Dixie's Saloon over there on Highway 90. I also had their catfish, and they were both equally outstanding.
Excellent.
And I also want to say congratulations to two of my granddaughters, Mallory and Isabella, who are graduating from Mallory from Baker and Isabella from Mobile Christian.
Oh, wow.
And another granddaughter who got her master's degree from South Alabama in graduation on Friday. And also say hi to my old friend, Joe Bonner, who is now president of the university.
Oh, wow.
Who was there. Former congressman.
Super guy. Super
yeah,
guy.
Really nice.
Not to be confused with Joe Bonner, used to own Cock and Walk.
Okay.
I forgot about that.
Well, when I was coming back from Dead Lake, mm-hmm. I'm going by the Satsuma exit.
Uh-oh.
So I had to stop in and go to the Chevron station.
Yeah, you do.
Got me a rib plate.
Yeah,
and took it on home. Luke had to smell the barbecue from Satsuma all the way to Sims,
mm-hmm.
but he got some of the bones. And when I got done,
you give bones to your dog?
Yeah, he's big,
big old.
See,
boy.
I still think we should be giving bones to dogs. I mean, they're carnivores.
You shouldn't give chicken bones to them.
No, and chicken bones, but steak bone.
And I'll tell
bone?
You right now, the chicken bone thing is it's not there. It will hurt them. There's a 1 in 10,000 chance it can hurt them. Because
get stuck in their throat.
I picked an entire rotisserie chicken the other day, had the carcass set nowhere near anything because I knew when it cools down, I'm going to freeze it and I'm going to make stock out of it later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A little while later, I see Molly and Luke in the living room floor. What are y'all doing? Luke had crawled up over the stove and got the carcass, and they ate all the bones.
I'll be there.
And neither one of them had a problem.
Well, if they chew carefully.
It's not a guarantee. It's not like eating raw chicken if you're human. If you eat raw chicken and you're human, you're going to get sick.
The chances are never zero.
Right.
Yeah.
But, and they say that the pork bones and everything when they're cooked, it's the same issue. But again, Charlie, I haven't ever seen a dog die of a punctured lung from eating a barbecue rib.
I mean, they love to gnaw on bones. Yeah. That's in the nature of dogs.
Like when I have a smaller dog, I pop the cartilage off, and that's all they ever get. When Bug was still with me, my little Yorkie,
yeah,
she never got bone of any kind. She just got cartilage because she was too
tiny.
Yeah. Mike, we gotta start easing the throttle back on this semi-truck of food and wine that we pilot here down the airwaves of Mobile, Alabama.
Yes, we do. We appreciate all the listeners been listening to us for 9 years.
Vote for us in the nappies. There, we got that in.
Oh, yeah. Please vote for us in the nappies. What, they got us a DJ again?
Did.
I guess we're donut jockeys or something.
But you know what I discovered?
What?
I think you and Sean are in the same category.
We are.
We do a talk radio show, man. We're always going to be in the same categories with Sean.
Well, so I had to vote twice.
Yeah.
I guess that's legal.
You got to have more than one email address. You can vote every day.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, folks, get out there, support local, be local, buy local.
Hug
Treat
mom.
Your mama really well today.
She needs better than Applebee's, y'all.
Absolutely.
Oh.
And don't forget.
Provolone,
folks.
Hey, but see what's rough, couldn't make no time. So long, so long.